Well, I don't know whether some, whether they lots of jobs.
They up there that hire nothing but colored people. And they leave here by the hundreds to go there. And really, it's a good thing for us because we don't want too many of them, you see.
Well, you know, when it comes to the voting thing, sometimes you'd be surprised. Do you know there are two or three Delta towns with Negro mayors? Little towns.
This has been 10 years ago, met a legislator from Mississippi, and I had heard, and I simply asked him, I mean, I was not being curious, I just asked him, I said, I have heard that the legislature has appropriated money to buy train tickets for the colored people, and he looked at me and paused for a minute, he said, boy, I never heard of such a thing, and then he laughed.
Yeah.
So, I'll never know whether that was the case or not, but I had heard that the Illinois Central had train loads of black people going north.
Well, I think that one thing, all this mechanization, a farmer really doesn't need the amount of farm hands that they used to need. That, and they go because there's work there. But I saw a picture the other day. This was an advertisement that came from I suppose you'd call it an arts shop, perhaps, in Charleston, South Carolina. And they handle these, they must be very fine.
Didn't you connect up with it?
Oh, yes, sure.
Over there.
Uh-huh. Very fine reproductions of paintings. It must be exceptionally well done. And this artist told, I've forgotten when he was born, but died in, I think, 1931 or somewhere along in that. And they said what a good thing it was that he had been interested in all these southern scenes and Negroes and that kind of thing, because these fine paintings depict something that's gone now. And it showed these that were in color. They were there would be this little colored house, you know, with the chickens in the yard and the Negroes and all. And they were there were two that were like that, different ones, but they were just perfect, you know, and so pretty too. But the one that I thought was the prettiest one, or rather the one I believe I would select, it was a cotton field. And these Negroes stand there in the big bag, cotton bag, you know, haven't you seen those? And then you could see the little cabin way in the distance. And this reproduction was 13 by 20 inches, and it was $40. So it must be something unusually nice, but I've seen many a cotton field like that, and the Negroes like, but now you'd never see it again.
Yes. By the way, what did you used to call those sacks they kept cotton in?
Cotton sacks was all I ever heard of.
Toe sack.
Well, a toe sack is not the same thing. A toe sack is a bran sack. I mean, it's a what do you call that hemp-like stuff? You know.
Do you ever call it the croaker sack?
Croaker sack, and that feed would come in, and for that would be a toe sack.